already asked it, not once, but many times. And my guess is that most of us have come up with the wrong answer. One by one, we have reached the conclusion that, in the great scheme of things, we matter very little, if not at all. It's pretty easy to see how we have reached that conclusion about ourselves. This world is a big place. It is wracked by big problems. Every one of those problems is beyond our power to correct. Not one of us here, nor all of us joined in concert, can end the animosity between nations and races and religions. Not one of us here, nor all of us working together, can employ the jobless, or feed the hungry, or house the homeless. We, as individuals, cannot eliminate poverty in our own city, let alone the nation or the world. This disparity between the size of the problems and the size of ourselves overwhelms us. On the one side, a world needing help. On the other side, individual men and women willing to help, but feeling inadequate and insignificant. And that is a circumstance that prompts that familiar question, what difference do I make? Today, I want us to face that question honestly and seek to answer it realistically. Our scripture readings provide some insight, but they do not offer an easy solution. They don't try to convince us that we can do the impossible, but they do tell us about some other people who have had the same feeling of inadequacy and dealt with it creatively. One of these was the prophet Isaiah. He, no less than we, lived in troubled times. His nation was divided asunder north and south. The northern kingdom was conquered by the Assyrians, and most of its citizens were carried into captivity. The southern kingdom was ravaged by war. Temple worship had degenerated into a mere outward form. The moral and ethical life of people was a shambles. The outlook was discouraging, to say the least. But surrounded by that seemingly hopeless situation, Isaiah made his way to the temple. There he saw a vision of the majesty and holiness of God. At first, it plunged him into despair, and he cried, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among people of unclean lips." Then there came a sense of cleansing, followed by a call to service, and Isaiah answered, "Here am I, send me." We are speaking, of course, about one of the greatest prophets that the Jewish nation ever produced. But he was not a great prophet that day in the temple. He was just a young man living in troubled times who committed himself to do whatever he could. And history records the consequences of that commitment. One man put his life on the line, and that one life made a difference. Our gospel reading tells us about three other individuals who made a difference. Their names are Peter, James, and John. And these men were not spiritual giants that day when they left everything to follow Jesus. They were just plain people who lived by the Sea of Galilee and made their living as fishermen. One morning, they were cleaning their nets after an unsuccessful night of fishing. Jesus appeared on the scene, and a crowd gathered. It was an opportunity for him to share his message. He borrowed Peter's boat for a pulpit and pushed it a short distance from the shore. There he sat and taught the people. When the teaching time was finished, he said to Peter, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Peter didn't know it then, but those words, "put out into deep water," would haunt him for the rest of his life. They would stretch his mind from smallness to greatness. They would call him out of the shallows of mediocrity into the great depths of a spiritual adventure. He could no longer be content to fish along the shore of life's possibilities. This strange new friendship would become for him a ceaseless challenge to be all that he could be. At first, he was overwhelmed by his sense of unworthiness. Falling at the feet of Jesus, he cried, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." But Peter did not stay there. Rising from that sense of unworthiness, he accepted the invitation to become a follower of Jesus. And that is the point when any individual begins to make a difference. It starts when someone assumes responsibility for their own life. Admittedly, that seems a small thing when compared with the world's great need. What does one decent person matter, more or less, in a society that teeters on the verge of moral collapse? That is an honest question. All of us have felt the force of it, and none of us can deny the validity of it. But neither can we deny the importance of that one decent person. He or she stands for something that is absolutely indispensable, and that something is personal character. No collection of weak characters can be organized in such a way to produce a strong society. You see, character does not exist in general. It exists individually. So you can't call personal character a small thing in the midst of a gigantic problem. Personal character is the foundation of everything. Without it, we cannot build anything worthwhile. A loving home cannot be had unless it is made up of loving persons. A friendly community is an aggregation of friendly people. President George Walker Bush once spoke of building a gentler, kinder nation. But to build that comes back to individual men and women. Gentleness and kindness have only one source. They cannot be called down from the sky. They cannot be pumped up from the floor of the ocean. They must be found in the words and deeds, the attitudes and policies of kind and gentle people. So we ask ourselves, what difference do I make? The correct answer is this: if any difference is to be made, we must make it. Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me." And he made a difference. Three fishermen left everything and became followers of Christ. They made a difference. Now we stand where they stood, living in troubled times, facing impossible problems. We can excuse ourselves from the struggle by insisting that one person does not matter. Or we can shoulder the responsibility of our own lives, encouraged by this time-tested truth: individuals do